Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast, Gist with Harry. If this is your first time, I want to say a big welcome. And if this is not your first time, I want to say welcome back. I know I have been MIA, and that's because school has been whooping my ass. School has been stressful. I swear down, school has been stressful. You know, this is my final year, and I'm trying to put everything in order because, yeah, if you don't get it right this last time, you have to do it again, God forbid. So it has been overwhelming, stressful and tough, but I am here, I'm alive, and I'm back. So today I am going to be alone. Today I'm going to be speaking about a very broad but important concept, you know, the importance of self-awareness and development with a sprinkle of confidence in our personal lives. So first and foremost, the definition of self-awareness. In my understanding, self-awareness is being aware of yourself. Yes, it's self is like self-explanatory. It's just like that. Being aware of yourself, being aware of your thoughts, being aware of your feelings, being aware of your behavior, your traits, you know, your likes and dislikes. So when you're self-aware, it helps in self-development. It helps for easy self-development. I mean, self-development is not easy on its own, but when you're self-aware, it's easier when you're self-aware to develop yourself. And then confidence comes in with when you're, because you can't be confident without being self-aware, because what are you then confident about, you know? But when you're self-aware, you know what works for you, you know what's best for you, actually. Yes, let me put it that way. You know what's best for you. And then confidence comes along the way, and you know, you begin to put value to yourself. What's confidence? Confidence is basically believing in your abilities, understanding, recognizing your abilities, that's self-awareness. And then believing in them is like confidence. You know that, oh, this works for me. You know that I am good at this thing. This is my art, and you've mastered it, or you're working on it. So that's basically self-confidence. When we say the importance, I want to leave relationship for the last, because self-awareness is inherent in every form of relationship, be it, you know, in your workplace, school, friendship, at home with your family members. Self-awareness is there. You need to have it within you. You need to be aware of yourself, because now the importance of self-awareness, it helps, like I said earlier, for easier self-development. And then when you're self-aware, it's easy to make decisions. You rely less on people to make decisions for you. That is self-awareness. Then it helps for easy communication, you know, between you and, is it your family members? Yes, it helps for easy when you're self-aware. You know, you're not a pushover. People don't push you over, and people don't get you to do stuff for them. When you're self-aware, you know your limits. When you're self-aware, you know you have boundaries. You know, your boundaries are recognized, they are stated. Like, if you do this, and you know your triggers, like, if you do this, you're going to get me upset, if you do this, you're going to blah 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 blah. Self-awareness, in the midst of all that, there's emotional intelligence too. These are key words: self-awareness, self-development, confidence, and emotional intelligence. In your quest for self-development and self-awareness, you would come in contact with emotional intelligence, where it's easy for you to recognize what you're feeling. You know, it's easy for you to recognize what you're feeling, and then it makes it easier for you to recognize what other people are feeling. You walk into a room and you're able to read the room. You're able to distinguish, okay, this person is upset. And it helps for better. Studies have shown that having a higher EQ over having a higher IQ, how do I put it? Successful people have a higher EQ. It's like EQ over IQ, because there's only so much or so far your grades or your CGPA will take you. But EQ is like a lifetime or a long term. I don't know how to put it, but yes, I believe you understand what I'm saying. So that's it. Emotional intelligence comes in play, and you don't react like how every other person reacts. Something happens at your workplace and you're able to control or manage conflict, you know, and not allow it to escalate. It helps for a better relationship at your workplace. So all of that is connected to self-awareness, is also connected to self-development, is also connected to confidence. So now talking about confidence at your workplace or outside in public or general, when you step out and you know you're working in confidence, see, you hold a lot of attention. Let's say you walk into somewhere new, you walk into a firm and you're trying to get them to listen to you. Confidence is what is going to speak for you. Sometimes the way you carry yourself, your charisma, the way you speak, you know, there's clarity in every word and every syllable that's coming out of your mouth. You're going to hold a lot of people's attention. You know, I have seen very presentable people, very attractive people, and they're sure of things that are coming out of their mouth, even if it is not making sense. Their presentation matters a lot. You know, you're holding my attention and you're saying nonsense, but like, it takes me a very long time for me to notice that, okay, this guy or this girl is not even making sense. That is because your presentation is like A+, you get. So that is it. You know how people say, oh yeah, what's up there is what we are concerned about. Yes, yeah, good and fine, but a lot of times too, your presentation matters. What is going to hold them is what they're seeing. What I'm seeing first. Okay, let's say you're looking for a job and you go for a job interview. And your shoes are not polished. Your clothes are not ironed. You're not looking neat. The least, you're sweaty and stressed. How do you expect them to pay attention to you or pay you? Like, even if you're speaking or you're offering what they're looking for, how do you expect them to, you know? Presentation matters a lot. That's what I'm trying to say. And you cannot present yourself in a way that you are not. Bad character, no, they hide. You get. So I feel like, to some extent, confidence is very important. When it comes to making decisions, like I said earlier, you're not a pushover. You're able to make decisions. I know that sometimes people come into your life and they make you understand the importance of confidence, and you know, along the line, they hold your hands and they walk you through your self-awareness or self-development journey. But 80% or let's say 50% of the time, it depends on you, solely on you and your efforts to, you know, go through that process. Now, confidence, self-awareness, self-development, confidence also helps putting value to yourself. And you know how we say respect is reciprocal. You know, if you do not respect yourself, obviously people would not pay you mind, people would not respect you. My mom always said that how you treat your house is how people, you know, when visitors come in, they're going to treat your home. If they see it's neat and tidy, they're going to try as much as possible to keep it in that state. But if they come and they see that, you know, you do not value your home, obviously they are going to act the same way, whether or not they're neat people or, you know, whatever it is. But that is exactly what I'm saying. The value you put on yourself is what people will see and want to value you the same way. So I feel like the least we owe ourselves as human beings, the least is to believe in ourselves, basically. That is the least. And if I don't know how people see these things and they say that you know, my spec, be it in friendship or, you know, a working environment or relationship, you say someone with low self-esteem is what you're going for. let me tell you something very important that I've noticed. When people say that, it's because what they have to offer to you is the barest minimum, and they know that what I have to offer is the barest minimum. They are not trying to improve. They are not trying to give you, no, they are not trying to give you the best. They are trying to give you the barest minimum. And they know that you having low self-esteem, it means that you don't have standards. So what they are trying to give to you is even upping the bar. It's like, it's going to top the bar for your standards level or whatever it is. So, when you have it's very toxic when people say, oh yeah, I like somebody with low self-esteem, because you're trying to give them rubbish basically. Then something just entered my head and it left. But self-esteem and self-awareness also helps, self-awareness and self-development with a sprinkle of confidence also helps in let's just keep it going. I know I'd remember it. But in trying to in trying to make friendships or pick out people's energy, self-awareness is also very important, because you know that positive energy over negative energy any day. And you know, when you're self-aware, you have standards. Exactly, you have standards. Be it for a friendship or for a relationship, you have standards. You know what you're looking for when you go out. So when they offer something that's not on the table or something that's not included in your standards, you know to walk away. You know that the best decision for you is to walk away rather than accepting it, you get. So when it comes to relationships, I just want to state this for the record that when it comes to relationship, let me just state that I want to state my spec right now. Right, if you're listening to this, please pay close attention to what I'm about to say. My spec, you see, when I see you, I've involved myself in a lot of talking stages, and whenever it gets to questions like this and I get to answer, it's always like, oh, you're always about the looks, and that's true and that's not true at the same time. You know, I care if you have sense, but at the same time, first and foremost, I will not even lie to anybody. I will continue to state it how it is. The first thing that attracts me to somebody is their physical appearance. That is the very first thing. Look, I keep on saying, when you're confident in yourself, you're self-aware, you know what works for you, you know the color of clothes that works for you, you know the shape and the style of clothes that works for you, you know, and you step out. When you step out, you speak with clarity. Like, you're able to speak with clarity and everybody's like, who is talking? So when I see you, you've not opened your mouth. Maybe let's say we are at a concert or something and I lock eyes with you. The first thing I get to see is what you're wearing and how you present yourself. I can't see your brain. I can't scan your brain and see if you have sense or your EQ. I'd rather be with somebody with higher EQ over, IQ. So I can't scan all of that. What I'm seeing is your presentation, how you're presenting yourself physically. So I'm attracted to that. And if my hands are not shaking, if blood is not going through or rushing through my brain, if I do not lose my train of thoughts when I'm looking at you, if I don't know what to say, if I'm not a mess, then I'm not attracted to you. Look, I have to be sweating when I see you. Like, I have to feel like, oh my God, like, your confidence is threatening my own confidence. You know, that's how I want to feel. That's on the scale of attractiveness I'm trying to reach. That is my spec. Okay, since we've cleared that, first and foremost, before anybody will know you have a good heart or you're a good person, you're not toxic, it's always presentation. Presentation matters a lot. Pay attention. See, I was listening to this voice notes, motivational speaker on Apple Music. I've forgotten his name. I'll go back and check if anyone needs it. But he said that being you is enough for you to know that you're enough and you deserve the finest things in life. But just in case you feel like you're not enough, you don't need to be extraordinary. That's what he said. You do not need to have your talents figured out right away, no. But just in case you feel, you know, some certain way about yourself, he said to have a routine or do things that add value to yourself. So when he said that, I picked up on the do things that add value to yourself. And if you know me, you know I'm very particular about my skincare routine. Right from secondary school, my mom was always, you know, drilling it into my head that you have a very unique, everybody's skin tone is very unique, mind you. Your light skin, dark skin, whatever it is, you are beautiful and it is unique. And yes, you have been given this skin tone, you have to maintain it. So that's where the work is. So my mom is always like, oh, you have to do everything you can do to maintain the skin tone. You're a black girl and it's hard because a lot of people confuse you being this dark for you being dirty. So you have to be able to give that gap, you know, bridge all that. And so right from time, I'm very grateful to God. I've always had a very clear skin. But when he said that, I said, you know, there's always room for improvement. I need to have a skincare routine. So I got a skincare product. At first, it was just a face scrub. And I used it for a very long time. And I realized that anytime I, you know, carry out this skincare routine, maybe 4 to 5 times a week, that week, I'm always like, wow, you look beautiful, you know. You know, I feel good whenever I do I carry out my skincare routine. I feel good because I know I'm looking good. And that's enough. That's enough to have confidence, because you know that when you're looking good, you're feeling good as well. You feel good about yourself inside out. Now, when it comes to relationships, self-awareness, if you're not aware of yourself, yes, your priorities are going to be misplaced. This is generally. Now, when it comes to relationship, I'm a big fan of On My Block. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a series on Netflix. Very interesting. Young characters, but, you know, they're very eloquent and enlightening. There's these two characters, Ruby and Jasmine. They started dating in season 4. And Jasmine was like, she was very confident in her style of clothes, you know. She's always looking sharp. If you see her, you wouldn't even know that this person is struggling with self-development. But when it got to season 4, it was very apparent, like it was very obvious that yes, she had issues with self-development, because she was always in the space of Ruby. It's when you see his character, she's always there. She's always speaking for him. She's always choosing his outfit. She's always fighting for him. A lot of people started calling him her bitch. So he said, when he broke up with her eventually, he said that he lost the me in the we. Like, his personality was subdued in the relationship. And that was because she was loving him in the wrong way. You see, when you're not self-aware, you tend to relate with people in the wrong way, even if your intentions are pure. Because I was very sure of Jasmine's intention. She loved him, but she wasn't loving him in the right way, because she did not love herself. So when she broke up with him, she confided in her female friend, and she asked her I want to talk about this scene because it's very important. She asked her, what do you do for yourself? And she said, I take care of my dad and I, you know, love Ruby. And she said, no, what do you do for yourself, just for you alone? And she said, I do those things because I can't sit with myself. whenever I'm alone, I think of, you know, things and things that I do not want to think about. So I rather spend all that time in taking care of my dad or loving Ruby. And her friend advised her to go on a self-care development journey where you sit with these feelings, you recognize them, you process them, and then you let them go. So she taught her how. Before then, Jasmine and Ruby had already planned to go to the same college, you know, just to still be together. But during her self-development journey, she picked up on new interests, and she said, you know what, I'm not going to go to that college, and it's not because we are not together anymore, it's because I feel like, you know, Berkeley is going to be better for me. You know, she started picking up on interests that involved herself and not, you know, I always say this as a side note, your sexuality is not your only personality trait. Write it down. Your sexuality is not your only personality trait. You're in a relationship. You know, some people, when I say that, some people have to be in relationships just to feel like they are enough because they receive validation from the other person. But no, in a relationship, you complement. It's not just for that. You're not in a relationship just for validation reasons. You're in a relationship to complement each other. But how do you complement, or how do you love this other person properly when you do not love yourself? So yes, she went on this journey and she took a lot of time to, you know, learn about herself. So self-awareness is learning about yourself, basically. And they said charity begins at home. Whatever you want to express out to people, however you want to relate with people, it starts with yourself. Some people cannot be by themselves. Some people do not like their company, and you want to be in a relationship. Now, how do you expect me to like your company when you do not even like your company? That's where I talk about low self-esteem again. How do you expect me to put value? How do you expect me to value you and respect you when you do not value yourself and respect yourself? That's why some people are always seeking out for people with low self-esteem, because they have the barest minimum to offer, like I said. So I don't know if I'm going too fast, but yes, so I really hope you've picked out one or two things from all I have been yappa saying. But we've come to the end of this segment, of this episode rather. I want to start a new series, yes, Tari, and starting up new series, yes, I know. It's going to be a question and answer, you know, series where you get to connect with me, your host, on a more personal level. You get to ask me questions. I think Spotify and Anchor, they've provided a platform where I have the opportunity to ask my listeners questions, and then, you know, they answer me and I get their feedbacks. But I think I would turn it the other way around now. It's going to be like I'm going to send stuff, because I have to send it for you guys to receive the platform. So if I'm not able to do that, if that's too much stress, I'm just going to, on Twitter, because I have listeners on Twitter, on my Twitter account, I'm going to, you know, get you guys to send questions to my curious cat, or just send me questions directly. And on my WhatsApp is going to be on the anonymous app. So thank you guys for listening, thank you guys for tuning in, for gisting with Tari once again. Love you and have a nice day.